Are you tired of feeling burned out? I know I used to feel burned out all the time, and then I discovered some tips, tools, and strategies to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I will be sharing them on this show, as well as interviewing experts that are going to help you transform from exhausted to energized and stressed out to serene. If you're ready to break free from the burnout for good, let's jump into the show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we have a business coach, Robert Morgan Brown. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's my pleasure to be here, Rebecca. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Robert Brown is a business manifestation coach known as Mr. Let's Get It. And he is the founder of Let's Get It Coaching. He helps people manifest their dream life through aligning with their inner truth. So, Robert, how did you get to be a manifestation coach? Tell us a little bit about your origin story.
Oh, my goodness. My origin. I have so many origin stories. Like many entrepreneurs, many successful entrepreneurs, I'm 48 years old now, but when I was 28, I was diagnosed with ADHD. I didn't know it for a long time. I just knew that I was successful with a lot of things, but my interests would change. And I just say that because my origin story, I have many origin stories because I've actually had success at $10,000 or more monthly in 14 different industries. So I would be in something for have a lot of success in it for, you know, a year, year and a half, and then transition to something else, right? So I've started over many, many times. But with coaching this final career, I've been doing professional coaching for 10 years. And it's because I've been able to mitigate most of the negative parts of my ADHD and maximize and enhance the strengths of my ADHD. And that was all because I leaned into and aligned with my inner truth, which is something that most society and our family and friends out of love for us tend to, you know, either shame us on or try to keep us from doing, right? I'm sure some of your subscribers can relate to this, you know, just having that calling and that desire and that yearning to do something that they know they were made to do, but it just seems so risky to do. You got to be responsible. You got to pay the bills. You got to do what you're good at. You got to do what you know. You got to do what you can do, but it's risky to do what you were made to do. That doesn't make sense, does it? But that's the way we feel. It's risky to do. Why would it be risky to do what you were made to do when you can lean into what you were made to do and what you were called to do and say yes to it? Everything can fall into alignment, into place.
That is so beautiful. So do you think you have business ADHD? Is that why you had 14 career changes?
Yes, absolutely. I would do something and I would be in this industry having all the success in residential mortgage industry and then in the commercial mortgage industry and collections and then with kids. We had a Christian summer day camp, an after school program. We had all these different businesses. I loved them. They were exciting. But it wasn't until I locked into coaching that I found my inner truth, that it was just that thing that I would almost do for free. I mean, I would do it for free, but we have bills to pay. But I mean, I love it that much. And that's what your inner truth is. It's something that you could do all day, every day, 24 hours a day and never get tired of it because it is who you are. And who I am is a teacher, a motivator, a speaker, and inspiring to people to help them manifest their dream lives like I have.
Beautiful. So what are some tips for people to get out of fear and go for their dream life? How can they get after it, as your coaching business is called Let's Get It?
Let's Get It. Well, I'll tell you another part of my origin story was I saw in 1999 the internet happening, and I wanted to pursue making money as an online marketer. And that dream of pursuing making money as an online marketer persisted for 12 years. 12 years, I studied blogging, I studied this and that, but guess what? I would never spend any money. Mm. I would just read the free stuff, all the free stuff. In 2012, I finally decided I need to get serious about this, and I hired a coach. And when I hired a coach to teach me how to really make money online, within 6 months, I was making $10,000 a month online, right? So that would be the first step, like to break through that fear. Is just to, I was pushing it away. I was pushing it away. I was, by not spending money and by not investing in myself. So that's the first thing I would say to you.
And by not spending money, you were telling the universe that you didn't think you'd make it back.
That's right. I was scared.
Compacting your energy instead of.
I was compacting. I was scared. Yeah. And then when I just went all in and I just said, hey, I know that I'm being called to do this. I can feel the call. Let me just go with it. And as soon as I took that first step, that's all you have to do is take that first step. God, my higher power, was able to provide and make provision for me too, for doors to open and for everything to work out the way it has. And now I've gone from being in that cycle of having all the time but no money, or having good money but no time, to now I have all the time. I work with my clients less than 60 hours, not per week, but per month. And I've built a multiple seven-figure business. So I have the time and I have the money.
And what do you do with your time now that you got your time back?
Well, I don't know if I mentioned that I'm married to the most beautiful woman in the world, and I have 5 incredible kids. Well, not really kids. 3 of them are young adults, 21, 23, and 23. So I spend a lot of time with my family, a lot of time taking myself higher for my clients, because this is my purpose. My inner truth is not just me manifesting my dream life, but me helping everyone, all these business owners, all these entrepreneurs and business professionals, helping you all to achieve your dream lives as well.
Amazing. And okay, so you said the first step is to invest in yourself.
Yes, invest in yourself. Take that step, that first step, and invest in yourself.
What's the next step towards living their dream life?
The next step towards manifesting your dream life is to get still and to really identify what your inner truth is. Because what I found is a lot of people, like, they know that what they're very clear that what they're doing is not it, right? They're not getting that fulfillment from what they're doing. But then when you ask them, well, what would you want to do? Many times they're like, I don't know. I just know it's not this, right? And so that's where you go through the process of actually stilling your mind, getting still, going within, thinking about what are you good at? Where are your strengths? What have you always wanted to do? What did you like to do when you were a child? You know, I mentioned to one of the young ladies today that I was interacting with that when I was 4 years old, it was crazy. You know, my dad was a very successful multimillionaire in the mortgage industry. And he asked me when I was 4 years old, he said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I want to be an artist, because I used to love to draw. And he said, artists don't make no money. I said, okay, I guess I'll be a businessman then. He's like, yeah. So we went that direction. And then I have 5 kids, and all 5 of my kids are artists. From visual art to tattoo art to music production and films. So think back to what was that when people used to ask you when you were a kid what you wanted to be? Because guess what? You were in tune with your inner truth when you were a child. Like, it was clear, you know? And then you got away from that. You started moving away from that for whatever reason, because of society, your parents, your friends, whatever the case may be. Well, you need to get back to that energy. And I can tell you, when I became a coach in 2012, 2013, I had tears in my eyes after my first coaching session, because I'm like, what have I been doing with my whole life? Why, my whole life, I could see where I had been coaching people, but why had I never just picked up that this was what my inner truth was? And like I said, I would do it 24 hours a day, all day, because I love it so much.
Are you tired of endless diets and frustrating results? I know I was, and I didn't want to count calories, count macros, and I definitely didn't want to jab myself in the stomach with a needle to get the benefits of GLP-1. I'm so grateful I discovered the Body Transformation System. I have been on this easy to follow supplement program for a month, and I cannot even believe it. I went from 25% to 17% body fat. I haven't been under 20% body fat in my entire adult life. What I love about this system is it's all natural. It helps you regulate appetite, boost your metabolism, and burn fat. No chemicals, no needles, no harsh stimulants, no side effects, just results. All you have to do is go to the show notes to grab your sample. I can't wait for you to get the same results that I'm getting. And let's get lean and strong together. See you back in the show.
How do you coach people, one-on-one or group?
I do both. I'm at the top end of my one-on-one. I do have a couple spots at, right now available in my one-on-one, but I've been transitioning over the past year into group. So I do have several group coaching programs and a mastermind, and yes, I love both of them. Though that one-on-one, I love one-on-one. I love group.
That's great. That's wonderful. What are some of the limiting beliefs that your clients have, and how do you help them overcome them?
Oh, thank you for asking that. Okay, so typically the number one limiting belief that I see in clients is it is a lie. We know that every limiting belief that comes from the subconscious is a lie just to keep us safe. But the number one is, I don't know how. I'm not doing it. I just don't know how. I don't know where to start. I don't know how. The how is the least important part of manifesting. The most important part of manifesting is deciding on what it is that you desire. And the word desire means of the Father. So that desire, that feeling in you is God seeking fuller expression. I hope your audience is okay with the spiritual talk. I think you said
that. Oh, yeah, we love this.
Okay. So it's God seeking fuller expression through you, right? And when you have those desires, God put those desires there on your heart. So those desires are like a neon sign pointing towards your inner truth. So check in on where your righteous desires are. What are you craving? What are you feeling drawn to? What are you feeling called to? And no one is making you say yes, but I'm encouraging you to say yes to your yes.
So it's not the mechanics, which is the how, it's the intention.
Yeah, that's
of
right.
What do they want?
Yep.
And then when they decide, okay, I want to get this, then the universe will line up, and that's manifestation.
That's where I come in, because what I teach is the art and science and the skill of manifesting your dream life at the speed of now.
Right? So what can we do to speed up our manifestations, and what are some people doing to slow it down?
Yeah, one of the things, that's a great question. They're getting, and people know this is so funny. People will tell me all the time, I know I can feel that I'm getting in my own way. Like if anybody can relate to that, they're like, I can feel I'm getting in my own way, but I just don't know how to stop. It's like, you just stop, right? You surrender. The most powerful word in the English dictionary, in my opinion, you surrender. You look at what it is you desire, and then you surrender to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you take one step, and then you take another step. And with every step, you know, I believe, you know, I'm very spiritual, have a very close relationship with God. And I allow him to order my steps. I say I allow myself to be puppeted by the puppet master of the divine, right?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, just allow him to order your steps. Just take one step, then take another step. And stay focused in, keep your eye on the prize on what it is you're desiring. That is, I mean, literally, I just told you how to manifest, but it's not for lack of knowing how. Most of us know how to get to where we think we don't, but you really do, right? But it's just surrendering, allowing yourself to surrender.
So what do people say? I've been doing all Robert Morgan Brown stuff. I've been surrendering, praying, meditating, saying all the manifestations. Where's my stuff? Where's my manifestation? Why is it not happening? Why? What are people doing?
You know what you say to them? You know what I say to them? I say, you got your stuff. Got your stuff. You always got your stuff. You got whatever you're resonating with, whatever you're vibrating with, that's your stuff. You think your stuff is over here, and it is. You can see your stuff. You can see it in your imagination. But what are you doing? How are you lining up? How are you showing up? Are you talking lack? Are you talking doubt? Well, that's the way the universe does not hear what you're thinking and dreaming about. The universe hears, are you doubting? Are you lack? Here's your stuff. Let's give you more doubt. Let's give you more lack. That's your stuff, right? If you want to have more abundance and more prosperity, start thinking, speaking, and acting in alignment with that. And then that stuff is your stuff. Now the universe says, hey, this is your stuff. You're a perfect match to this, right? You always have your stuff. In any moment, you have your stuff.
What is the fastest manifestation you've ever seen, either in yourself or one of your clients?
Ooh, that's a great question. That is a great question. The fastest.
Or most powerful.
And the most powerful. Well, for me, it was manifesting my wife.
How did that happen?
It's a longer story, but I'll just give you the quick version. I met her, in 2008, March 6, 2008, I almost died because my appendix burst.
Okay.
I went through a whole long process over that year of healing and growing, and then finally manifesting my house, manifesting a new Lexus, manifesting a job making five figures. You know, I was doing very well. And then here comes my wife. I meet her on a Friday at a spelling bee for our daughters. My daughter was seven. Her daughters were seven. Same classroom. Spelling bee on a Friday. She asked me to lunch. Hey, you want to go to Hibachi? I'm like, yeah. You know, thinking she's off limits because, you know, I thought that she was with her daughter's father. She thought that I was with my daughter's mother. At lunch, we found out that was not the case. Went out on a Saturday. Proposed the next Friday.
Wow.
Married 30 days later.
Woo! That's bad.
Been together for 15 years. And had two more little girls.
You knew what you wanted.
That's right. She did too. And it was, I'm telling you, it was the most.
She invited you to lunch. That's awesome.
Let me tell you, it felt like I won the lottery because so many coincidences. If I told you, you would just fall on the floor. I found out my best friend since third grade was her first cousin, and somehow we had never met. I mean, we lived in the same neighborhood in two different cities. Followed each other. Our lives had paralleled our whole lives, but never met. And then when we met, that was it.
That is a beautiful story. Well, Robert Morgan Brown, if you had a billboard on the side of the road with one sentence that could empower humanity, what would it say?
Say yes to your yes.
And what does that mean to you?
That means that you've already said yes internally before you came here to your purpose, to your inner truth. It was already aligned. It was already set up for you to win in that way. But since you've been here, if you're not in alignment with your inner truth, you've been saying no to it, not with your mouth, but with your actions. So start saying yes to what you know is your yes, which is that still soft voice that's been calling you to more, to better, to higher. Say yes to your yes.
Beautiful. And Robert, how can people stay in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. I have a gift for your subscribers as well. They can go to the4daydifference.com. So the number four, so it's the number four difference. Some people spell difference with a A-N-C-E. It's E-N-C-E at the end. So the 4daydifference.com. And there they will be given for free an opportunity to go through a 4-day process with me. right? And this process is based on the premise of what a difference a day can make. We all know in our lives as adults, one day can make or break our whole life. I mean, you can lose someone in a day, you can be born in a day, right? What can happen over 4 days when you're intentional and you have a master manifestor guiding you over 4 days? Every day you receive an email with a little short video where I give you some content and give you an assignment. You perform the assignment and then you experience the difference that 4 days can make, getting you from stuck to unstuck and into momentum.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Robert. And thank you everyone for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I hope you found great advice and actionable tips. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you loved it, rate, review, and subscribe. We are so excited to watch you transform from burned out to blissed out as you continue with us on this transformation journey. Until next time, keep your vibe high and magnetize. Imagine looking back at the end of 2025 and saying the best decision I ever made in the entire year was going to the Mindset Manifestation Retreat in Playa del Carmen, Mexico with Rebecca. Not only will we set intentions, goals, and strategies for your new year, we will give you 21 customized affirmations, a vision board, a power word, a playlist, and every tool you need to get all 7 pillars of your life to a level 10 and to crush your goals in 2025. In addition to all the goal setting and masterminding, you'll get to relax in a luxury spa, do yoga, and have a sound bath, all at a beautiful retreat in amazing Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And if you can't make it all the way to Mexico, which I know you want to do, and I can't wait to see you in Mexico, I'm having a little mini version of that on December 29th. It is a free training I do every year for my community called the New Year, New You Workshop, where you will get 21 customized affirmations to make sure that 2025 is your best year ever. Go to the show notes to learn more. I'll see you at the retreat.